Well, Happy New Year! This is still January 2022, and I will be saying Happy New Year until February 1st. So how's your new year going? It's going, right? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, your giving us health and strength, and another day, hallelujah, to be alive and to say it's a beautiful day to be alive, and truly it is that. Be thankful for all things. And one thing I heard today, all is well. Everything that seems like it has turned all upside down and nothing seems to be the same anymore. People's lives have been shattered in these past couple years, and I just want to say things will be well. Just keep that in mind. Things will be well. May not look like it right now, but they will be well. I had to remind myself of that earlier today. It's just been one of those days for me, and I don't know what it is, but pray for me, okay? But anyway, welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download a free app called TuneIn, and you can download this free app on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or you can call in during this show by calling 740-383-9944. If you would just like to ask questions about the show or what we're talking about, or you would just like to make some comments, or you just want to be a part of this show, okay? Thank you, all of you who are listening. If it's your first time, thank you. If you are regular, thank you for your support. This is day 11 in the year of 2022. Still moving fast, isn't it? So, any New Year's resolutions? Stay on track. Stay focused. As always, you have another opportunity to get right what you got wrong yesterday. Today is another day to get right what you got wrong yesterday. Keep your head to the sky. Alrighty? I have an announcement. I think it's kind of a long one. It's about Terradice Nature Center Environmental Arts Residency. Apply today for this if you are an artist in any genre. Okay, this is it's a paid opportunity to make art inspired by our sketch of the Olentangy, our property, history, mission, and legacy. $1,000 stipend for a month-long artist residency and small material stipend awarded to one Marion and one Morrow County artist per month, January through June 2022. 12 total residencies available. Final awards will depend on number of applicants, open to artists in all genres, fine arts, folk and cultural art, creative writing, and theater. Music, surprise us, artists of color, queer artists, disabled artists, and those from historically marginalized backgrounds are encouraged to apply. Non-residential requires 3 visits to Terradice Nature Center in Caledonia. Make work inspired by Terradice Nature Center, our property, the history and art of founders Trella and Ray Romaine, pioneering Marion County conservationists, local historians, and artists. Our mission, or the Olentangy River, host a 1-hour public program, workshop, or artist talk at the end of our residency month, either via Zoom or outside at Terradice. We will promote it. There is $1,000 stipend for being a part of this great opportunity. As an artist, as a person who sketches or even being a creative writer, cultural arts. So please apply by the 15th, 11:15 p.m. at terradice.org/artist-residency for questions. TERRADISE Nature Center at gmail.com. If you have any questions or if you want to apply, please do that. And you have until January 15th to do that. Thank you for listening and thank you for having patience with that. But it is an opportunity for somebody, especially people who like to draw, right? Who have creative thinking. All right. Now, let me share with you those who faithfully support a voice of your people, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. Owner Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today. I love opening up my show with a thought. Sometimes it generates the entire conversation. We'll see about our luck with that today. Let me find it. Open Heart, I think that's the name of it. Let me see. Enthusiasm. Where is that at? Unconditionally accept. We all find occasion to reject and resist another person. We all like to put up a fight against anything we dislike or the evening news as we spectate the world, but we forget that when we decide we will resist something or somebody, either mentally or physically, we only empower the object of our resistance, either in reality or in our minds. If you want to enjoy the ability to influence, always start with acceptance. If you want to disarm another, begin with acceptance. If you want to encourage and empower another to change, start with acceptance. Don't make it conditional. Otherwise, it's just resistance disguised as acceptance, and you are still trying to control them. Let us stop trying to control other people. Jeff!
Hey!
Happy New Year!
You too.
How you doing?
I'm all right, I guess. I've been sick again.
Oh, no.
But I'm still alive.
Amen. Praise God for that.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, so, I went to the emergency room because it had all the symptoms of the virus.
Did it?
But it's just a different, it's not that. It's a upper respiratory infection of some sort. So, but it's taking a long time. It takes a long time when you have other medical problems. It takes longer to get over stuff, you know.
Right, right. Did they give you any medicine for it?
I'm going to go. They want me to go to my regular doctor, so I'm going there tomorrow.
VA?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to travel there, don't you?
No, we have a clinic in Marion.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have a regular doctor in Marion with the VA.
Okay, I think you told me that, but that's been a while ago.
Well, I wasn't planning on getting sick again.
But you're still on your feet. Praise God for that. It's good to see you.
Back on my feet.
Yes, 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 yes. And here we are, day 11 in 2022.
Hard to believe.
I know.
Hard to believe. Gosh, the time is flying by.
Already, isn't it? Well, it never stopped.
Mm-mm.
That's the thing. It never stopped flying. And as you were saying, so many people are sick.
Yeah.
Not just with the virus, but upper respiratory or bronchitis or, you know, we didn't even
this
have
this reminds me now, when I went in the Army, I went in November.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't smart.
Cold, though, wasn't it?
But I don't know. It would have been really hot, though. But I was in Missouri, and Missouri's winters are, oh, man, they're pretty rough, you know, as far as temperature and all that's concerned. And they had a thing they called upper respiratory infection of some sort. And I got that. They sent me to the hospital for about a week or so. That thing was nasty.
Wow.
You know, I just laid there in bed and watched TV. Me and this other guy talked. You know, it's funny how you remember certain things, you know.
Right,
they
right.
were playing Pink Floyd on the TV, talking about it on a documentary.
Okay, Pink Floyd. That goes way back, doesn't
way
it?
Way back, about 73. I just like Dark Side of the Moon.
Okay.
It's an incredible album.
Wow, okay. So you're going back to your Army days and when you went in and how you were sick then. And
well, there's a couple of songs there that if I ever made a movie of some of my books, I'd like to use a couple of their songs in there.
That's good.
That'd be really, because there is just no album like Dark Side of the Moon. It's really revolutionary.
You know, I don't think I heard that album before, but I know that Pink Floyd was very famous.
Got to hear Dark Side of the Moon.
I may have. How does it go? Give me a little rendition of the music.
It's a psychedelic thing.
Oh,
you can't really hum it. Now, you remember, you've heard the song Money, haven't you?
Money.
Where they have the cash register going.
Maybe.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard that? Okay.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
That's
Pink
Floyd.
Most everybody's familiar with that one.
All right,
but there's
Money.
Parts of it that's just like synthesizer and stuff like that. But it isn't just weird sounds. It's just well done to where it becomes it's a masterpiece.
Okay.
It really is.
Dark Side of the Moon. I can get that on my YouTube.
Yeah.
I'll listen to
that
later.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
Yeah, I've listened to a lot of it on YouTube.
I did send you some things.
You did?
On your phone. Did you get a chance
today?
To look at it? No. I sent them to you. That was New Year's Eve. I was talking to you, right?
You were going somewhere,
driving you and your friend. And I think I sent them that night. Wow. All right.
I'm not very aware lately.
Okay. But, you know, it does have a lot to do with what we have been talking about. Transhumanism and these things seem to be accelerating.
Yes.
I was looking at something, I think it was yesterday, and it was talking about the footprints of, I'm going to pull that up because that was so interesting.
Tyrannosaurus Rex?
No. Footprints of the Nephilim. And those, the
supernatural.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Skywatch.
I'm going to have to. I got a big, thick book at home about that where Christian archaeologists have been searching for bones and footprints and stuff like that. I don't know where you'd look, though, because the whole world was destroyed. So it would have carried the bones to who knows where.
Oh, it's called Fingerprints of the Supernatural. And they're talking about all these structures that we see on the earth, and we still do not have the technology to replicate it. Like the pyramids. And some of those, they're just oblong, big old boulders and things like that.
Yeah.
And they weigh all these tons and tons and tons of weight. And they're just saying that the supernatural, this is how it came here.
It had to.
Yeah, because man can't even reproduce it, replicate it.
I'll tell you
what
really mystifies me is these images that can only be seen from way up, like a couple thousand feet. Have you ever seen documentaries about that where they they take a picture of this area from way up from in a helicopter or something, and there's images of fish and a man standing there pointing or something like that, and you can't see it standing on the ground. You have to get way up in the air to see it.
Wow, that's something. The day that we're living in and how things are making a full circle.
Yeah.
We're beginning to see what the beginning of creation was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And why God had to destroy the earth the first time with the water. These things really happen. And you know, a lot of people are finding that, oh, I don't believe that. We've heard that so many times,
of course,
you know.
Of course. You have to be a little bit of a dreamer to understand Bible prophecy, stuff like that, stuff about the pyramids and so on. Pyramids are just a pure mystery. Nobody can figure out how
they can't figure it out.
They'll go along and they'll think they got it figured out, and then all of a sudden they find something that makes that, no, that couldn't have been, you know.
The thing that really stumps men or man is this: why can't we do it again?
And with our super advanced technology right now.
Why can't we do it again? And we can't.
Now, my atheistic uncle, he used to say that the slaves, they would exhaust their whole life just to move a stone, you know, a foot and a half. But I don't think human strength could have moved those gigantic 15-ton stones, you know, or however much they weighed, you know. I don't think it's even possible.
Well, the voice you hear is Jeff Porter. He is the author of Expressions of the Last Days. I bet you thought I wasn't going to introduce you, right? But yeah, that's his voice. He's been one of our favorites here on the show, Doomsday Prophet. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, this is a new year. So
yep,
number 8. Lord bless and say the same. June 10th will be 8 years. So he's been with
us. 8 years?
Yeah, it will be this year. 8 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Long time.
That seems so impossible from when we first started there at Southland Mall.
I know. 8 years. But he has written a book, and it's called Expressions of the Last Days, and he talks about what we're talking about now, the time which is to come.
I was watching...
which is the end of
Francis
time.
And Friends with Jimmy Swaggart show.
Okay.
There, and this guy called in from Australia.
Okay.
And he said that he had a friend that, you know, they have gone hog wild with all of the New Age stuff and everything. And he said he went into a grocery store without a mask. He was arrested. He was taken to court. He was thrown into solitary confinement for a week.
Because he didn't have a mask?
Because he wasn't wearing a mask.
Oh, my.
Now, I've heard other stuff about Australia, like if you offend somebody about their faith, they could just go to City Hall, turn your name in, and you could be arrested for a certain amount of time and pay a big fine. Or you can compromise and say that isn't what I meant, that isn't what I believe, you know.
Right, right, right.
Compromise your faith.
Mm. So what day are we living in, Jeff?
That's just it, you know. We're coming to that time when it's just like behind the Iron Curtain, you know, just illegal to be a Christian.
Wow.
And I say to them, well, if Christianity, you know, and they're very atheistic, if Christianity's such a big nothing, what are you worried about?
Right. I feel you on that one. Absolutely.
What are you worried about? We're not. Well, how could we be a big threat to you if we're such a big nothing?
Right.
You know.
What's the problem then, right?
Yeah.
If it's a fake or if it's not real, you have nothing to worry about, right?
That's right.
But what if we're right?
Well, that's just it, you know.
You got a lot to worry about, right?
There's a lot resting on what you believe.
Oh, yeah. Eternity.
It's appointed once in a man to die and then the judgment.
That's right.
You know, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Yes.
This is very serious.
Yes, it is.
We're talking about where are you going to spend eternity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eternity is a rather long time.
Oh, forever.
So people don't take that very seriously, see? They're deceived.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Narrow is the gate, straight is the way. Few there shall be that enter thereat. There's not going to be very many people agreeing with you. And as time gets on, it's going to be even fewer.
Mm-hmm.
Because you put the pressure on, and what happens? Most of these people just crumble. They don't have any faith in the reality of the gospel.
Right.
You know, that, I guess maybe it was just a social club. That's what it was, you know.
Could have been. To some people.
But we can't rely on this idea that just running around and doing things that's good is not what the Lord wants from us. I don't believe that.
Those are works.
Yeah, you know, giving away free apples at an airport with a little scripture attached to it or something. Or anything. You know, you could be doing anything, even helping people in a hospital and stuff. Those are all good things. But the Lord says, I want you to do what I called you to do,
mm-hmm.
whatever that is.
Right.
You know, and people, they just don't get it when it comes to that, you know.
Right.
It takes a long time. Sometimes it takes a long time to find out what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, tell me.
And sometimes it takes a long time for it to get to kick in.
Oh, yeah.
Get going, you know.
Well, first of all, he has to feed you his word.
Yeah.
And he has to tell you exactly what he wants you to do. Mm-hmm. And you have to be focused on that. You know, you can't be intermittently in and intermittently out and, you know, still living your life. I know, I've been there. And I'm sure you have too. You know, really wasn't serious at the moment or really understood exactly what it took.
Well, I didn't understand. I heard what he called me to,
mm-hmm.
but then I would forget it.
Right.
Later on, because it was taking a long time for it to happen, you know. But I remember hearing whispers from the Lord all my life, you know. And it's the calling on me is just slow as a turtle, man. I mean, you know, there's cars speeding by me, you know, people getting married, people, you know, doing this and that, buying a nice boat, going out on Lake Erie, or going on big mission trips and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit there going, what happened to me? Everybody's passing me by. But you just, that's part of the training.
It is part of the training.
You have to learn to be patient.
Yes, you do. And once you get so far into being focused on the Lord, he'll hold you there until he's finished. And then he'll let you go. And then you'll be like, you're ready then.
Well, I was so worried about failing at one time. And I remember where I was. I was sitting in church when he spoke to me. Clear as a bell. He said, you're not going to fail as long as you don't give up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't give up, you'll make it.
Amen.
But that's not always so easy either, you know.
I know it.
I mean, I know I don't have to be a rocket scientist to get done what God wants me to get done. But enduring the long wait, that is the worst.
But that's the promise. He that endures until the end shall be saved.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
I'm glad you brought that up. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I remember in the church they used to sing this song. I've been running for the Lord a long time, and I'm not tired yet. They used to sing that song. Some of them old saints, you know. When I was younger, I've been running for the Lord a long time, but I'm not tired
yet. The song it gets me is I Surrender All.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
And somebody that sings it really good, it really gets to me.
Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. know. What about this one, which I heard? It was in my spirit today. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul.
I had the longest time when I was driving city bus. I just felt so distant from the Lord. I felt like he went somewhere to the other side of the universe or something.
Mm-hmm.
And this went on for years.
Really?
Yeah. And I'd say, you know, and Satan would attack me when I was at work and stuff. And I go, Lord, where are you? I see Satan all over the place. Where are you?
Right.
you know. But one day, that was because I had the post-traumatic stress, you know, and it just seemed like it put this barrier up between me and him. And I would sit there and go, I know this is part of my training, but what is the point? You know?
So why can't I have access to you when I want it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least on a regular basis, you know.
Right, right.
But he brushed all that aside and brought in his spirit. Every now and then, though, I'll go through a period, and I think most Christians go through this, where he's so silent.
Oh, I know.
And you talk to him and talk to him, and it's like talking to a wall.
Like right now, for me. Like yeah, right now,
I've been
he's
going
like
through
that.
Yeah. You have too?
Yes, I have.
All of a sudden, he just disappears.
Yeah, and David talks about that in the scriptures.
Yeah.
How God hides himself, you know.
Yeah.
Like, don't leave me now, you know.
Why are you leaving me now? I need you now.
Right, I need you now. I need to hear your voice, you know. Yep, absolutely. Okay, so did you make a New Year's resolution?
No, I don't do those anymore.
You don't?
No, I never live up to them.
Isn't that hard?
Yes, I think back on stuff that, my addiction to cigarettes, you know, and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I could have quit those.
Right.
God just swept it away.
Amen.
And I still, every now and then, I'll be sitting there watching TV or outside doing something, and I'll be reminded that, gosh, I used to smoke. I used to smoke heavy. And it's gone now.
Praise God, it's gone. Woo, that was a bad habit. Not only that, it stinks. It gets all in your hair, on your
clothes.
You don't
realize what a horrible habit it is.
No, you don't when you're doing
it. You get delivered from it.
Yep.
And I haven't touched one since, and that was in 2015.
Woo, mine was 2001. Couldn't stand it, yeah.
I kept trying to quit. I'd throw them away and then go pick them back up again. So finally, I had that morning when I woke up and no longer had a desire to smoke.
Yeah.
At all.
Oh, no. Can't stand it.
Took all the stinky ashtrays and everything, put them in the closet.
What about your clothes and your hair? You had to wash your face, wash your hands.
And people would complain. I'd be at work, you know, driving the buses. I'd go out of the building and smoke, come back in and go, ew, you smell like cigarettes. Ew. Oh, you bunch of wimps. But you didn't realize how bad it smells.
Right. But now you know you were the wimp because you're the one that was, you know.
Oh, the Lord was my strength.
He is our strength. He is.
So they were talking about also on there about this emerging, I don't think a lot of Christians even begin to realize how serious this is with this emerging government in America. How it's coming up, and we're going to get something like the one that threw that guy into jail.
Sorry, go ahead.
The one that threw that guy in solitary confinement for not wearing a mask. If we're not careful, we could end up with something like that. We probably will. You know, and this new government is, of course, emerging ahead of the Antichrist.
Why is that? Is it that man is in such a hurt? Well, it may be the devil. It may be him that is to come. That spirit of Antichrist is in the land and is getting more and more anti-God. You know what I'm saying? Antichrist.
Yes.
It's like it is submerging very quickly, I think, during our times right now. You know, and it's like, Christians, what are you to do? Stand strong. Stand on that solid rock. Stand on your foundation. Do not be moved.
You know what I hear from them sometimes, though?
What?
Oh, that's negative. You shouldn't believe that. All we have to do is just say, I rebuke you, Satan.
What is that, Zechariah? Says the Lord rebuke thee, Satan. That's the way it's supposed to be done, right?
Well, you know, was it Gabriel that said, the Lord rebuke you?
Yes.
Because we don't have the power to rebuke Satan.
No.
You talk about battling against Satan, you don't know what you're dealing with.
Right.
He was a high commander.
Right.
With God.
I think that's Zechariah 3. Mm-hmm. 1 through 3, because I guess Joshua, talks about Joshua had on these dirty clothes or whatever, and remember that? Mm-hmm. And I think it was Michael.
That's an interesting passage.
Yes, it is.
Because it shows that the prosperity people are dead wrong about spiritual warfare, you know.
Right.
And I think the prosperity doctrine, it has been the most damaging false doctrine inside of Christianity, because it's got all these branches coming off of it and stuff. They go out and do more damage. And don't be deceived. It's still around.
Oh, I know it is.
Prosperity doctrine. I told a guy the other day, I was at the grocery store, and I said, I've had a upper respiratory infection. He goes, I don't allow that in my life. You know, you get this, like, this arrogance from him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Spiritual pride or something. Ew, right. No, I don't allow that in my life.
Oh, my.
You know.
Superhuman.
We're not little gods. I know that's been taught for a long time. Christianity. How more antichrist can you get?
Well, and as you're talking about, a man, he's lifting himself up higher and higher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, along with this antichrist spirit. You know.
They just want to believe nothing. This was, I remember this guy at church, he kept saying that there was this new movie about Superman that came out. And somebody that talks on the internet a lot or something, he was a pastor, he said, oh, us Christians have a lot in common with Superman. And he kept talking about that, how many the aspects of Superman are so similar to us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's laughable.
Okay, superhuman beings. I think that Nephilim. That's that Nephilim spirit, because, you know, they're like super beings, you know, and they are supposed to return also. I guess that's supposed to be what this last war is going to be about, between them and God.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I wouldn't want to see that.
But he said he will destroy them with the brightness of his coming.
So he's going to destroy the Antichrist.
Yeah.
With the brightness of his coming in Daniel.
And, you know, you and I both talked about Moses and all those gods God confronted and beat them up. Remember, in Pharaoh's time, every plague was represented a god that the people of Egypt were worshiping.
No, I never heard that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They even had a frog god, had a frog head. Remember the frogs? Remember the frogs? The plague of the frogs? Yeah. And the lice and some things, you know, we don't consider as worshiping or looking at as an idol. But when you get in like the Christian dictionary and look up those gods, and they'll show you statues of them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
These are what they worship. And that's why God
Well, it was the pagan world.
Right.
Like Greece.
Right.
I believe everything was controlled by different gods.
Right. And that same. That's the same. Pharaoh, he was the same.
And, you know, that's really strange, because Greece really started our scientific way of thinking. You know, but they still had all those mystical gods in the background, you know.
And they brought them all to Washington, D.C. almost.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing how, you know, for a long time everybody was clear-headed about, you know, there's no such thing as all these mythical gods, there's no such thing as all this supernatural stuff. Now we're going back to it. We're going
backwards.
There
you go. There you go. There you go. It's almost like it was in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. That's why, you know, the Lord says it would be like in the days of Noah.
Well, you know, I believe the shape that people are in, mentally, physically, spiritually, the Antichrist could make an appearance now. He could show up in the United Nations right now and people would accept him.
But the spirit of the Antichrist is very heavy and prevalent right now,
yes,
today.
Yes, it is.
right now today.
And this politically correct stuff where, you know, no matter how much stuff contradicts, you know, they'll say, well, you believe in the Bible and you also believe in the Book of Mormon and the Koran and the Bhagavad Gita and all these different belief systems. We're supposed to just accept them because everybody has worth.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's what people think, you know. Either you believe what I believe or off with your head. That's revelation,
well,
right?
That will happen.
Yeah, that's revelation.
Yeah, it's okay to believe anything but Christ.
Right. There you go. There you go.
That's because, and that shows that he is the truth.
Has to be. Because they're really beating up on him.
Yeah.
On the name itself. They're beating up on the name of Christ. The name of Jesus. They are beating up on that name.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Can't say that name.
The only time
I
hear his name on TV anymore is when they're using his name for a curse.
Wow.
You know? They're always doing that, using God's name for a curse.
Jeff, the day that we're living in right now.
Yeah.
And this is the beginning of 2022.
Yeah. So, turned it off, but I was watching a sitcom. Some of these sitcoms, they become absolutely nasty and corrosive. You ever notice that?
I don't watch them.
Yeah.
That's why I had to cut that stuff off. I try to watch all faith-based shows.
Last Man Standing. It's conservative. It's still got a mean spirit, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, because they smart off at each other all the time and stuff, you know.
I may have watched that. God Is Not Dead. I watched that last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I like it. And I watched God Is Not Dead, number two.
I got both of those.
Do you? Okay. Yeah, I liked them. Yeah. I watch those kind of movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're worthwhile. I mean,
my daughter got me, because I got rid of cable, so she got me Pure Flix. It's got all those Christian movies on it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How do you get that?
It's an app.
It is?
Mm-hmm. It's an app.
Oh, so you've got it on the internet.
Yeah, she put it on my... No, this one is on my TV.
Huh.
She put it on my TV for me. She said, Mom, I got it. I'll pay for it. I know you like these kind of movies, and... Yay! Now, yeah. There's one called Up Faith and Family. You can download on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's an app. And it's the same thing. All Christian movies. And I think it's, what, $4.99 a month?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got their number?
It's an app.
Hmm.
Go on your Play Store.
Yeah.
And put in Up, U-P, Faith.
So how do you get it
family.
On your TV?
I don't know.
Your daughter did it for you.
The one she, yeah, because I don't know how to do all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she did that one. And that one's called Pure Flix. P-U-R-E-F-L-I-X. Pure Flix. So, we have 4 minutes left, Jeff. We got to talking, and did you come here with anything on your mind?
I prayed and prayed and prayed this week, because I was laying down anyways, and nothing would come to me, so I said, okay, Lord, I'll just go there and Linda and I have a conversation like we have many times.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But I did have that in mind to remind people that this emerging government that we've got coming has to do with the emergence of the Antichrist system. I believe it does. It has everything to do with it. And that the Antichrist has to bring down, Satan has to bring down America before he can take over. Because America is too strong on the Christian stuff. But if the government's destroyed, the people are going to be scattered. So we won't have to worry about that. That's a scary thought.
It is a scary thought. Or if everybody, if the government turns on his side, that's still a scary thought.
Oh, yeah.
Which they're on their way there anyway, so
yeah,
you know what I'm
them.
Saying? So, Yeah, even those that you think not, they are, and they don't even understand what they're doing. But the whole world is a stage, and everybody's playing a part.
It's a big test.
Yes. And there was a song that said, the stage is set, the curtain goes up.
Yep.
But we all play a part in this world, in this life.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? It's God's movie.
Caesar's just going to move those chess pieces.
Chess pieces, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Pretty soon it's going to be checkmate, right?
Yeah. And finally, at the end, we get to see the end of the devil and the beginning of the millennium.
Now, I was thinking about what Paul told Timothy. Remember, he told him to hold on to what he had been taught by his mother and his grandmother.
Yeah.
Hold on to that faith, you know. So, that's what I have to say.
Yeah, those people. You know, there's a big put down of seniors these days, and our society worships youth, but that's Satan, because he knows that the elderly people have the wisdom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come a long way. God has brought us a long way. We are out of time. I thank you for sacrificing and coming and being on the show today. All I have to say to those of you who are listening, you know, stand on what you believe, hang tight. You know, listen to the Lord, read His Word, stay strong, and stay on that solid foundation, Christ that solid rock.
Yes.
All other ground is sinking sand. Thank you. This is Linda Sims from Talking of a Voice of a People on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. And don't forget, it's still Happy New Year. Until next time, be blessed, and thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda,